One goal of education is to get students ready to enter the workforce. And as the job landscape sprouts new industries, some businesses are stepping in to help students prepare. Liz Schlemmer from member station WUNC reports.
New collar jobs. It's a phrase that's starting to get batted around a lot in education. New collar jobs are high-paying jobs of the future, or rather, today. The jobs require specialized training, but not necessarily a four-year degree, and include growing industries like cybersecurity. Tony Marshall runs a small cybersecurity business in Raleigh, North Carolina. He says one problem for him is a lot of young people don't know his industry exists.
If you ask a ninth grader what they want to be, 90% of them are going to tell you they want to be a football player, basketball player, rapper, a policeman or fireman.
But a lot of other jobs are out there, and a lot of employers are hiring. A study by the Brookings Institute found that STEM-related jobs take employers more than twice as long to fill as other jobs. And a recent survey by the North Carolina Department of Commerce found almost 60% of employers in STEM-related fields and manufacturing say they have trouble hiring.
There's this tsunami of problems that's coming up because our workforce isn't aligned very well with the job opportunities that are coming around.
Marshall helps fill his new jobs by offering apprenticeships to young military veterans. That's a prime example of work-based learning, essentially learning about work while at work. And many business leaders are trying to bring work-based learning to students at younger ages.
Everyone is recognizing that you have to start to grow your own workforce.
Ashley Busey is the deputy director of the North Carolina Business Committee for Education. She says it's no longer realistic to expect schools to fully train students for high-tech modern jobs.
What we're doing differently now is trying to tap the employers to initiate this momentum and saying, employer, you are responsible for opening your doors and creating these opportunities.
Such as offering guest speakers in schools, on-the-job field trips for students, career fairs, and internships. And NCBCE has built a new tool to help employers connect to classrooms. It's called the Navigator.
The Navigator is a marketplace that allows educators to access resources that employers have.
Educators can go online and pick out resources for their students, say a cybersecurity expert to come talk to their computer science class. Except, unlike other online shopping spots, everything on the Navigator is free. The business committee says it's the first of its kind. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is getting behind the Navigator and plans to help spread the platform to other states.
It's going to make our workforce better because it allows real-life collaboration between educators and the workplace.
The Navigator launched in December. It's already open to public school pre-K through 12 educators, and NCBCE is now recruiting more employers to open their doors to students. Employers can also use it to advertise internships and programs they already offer. Employers like Tony Marshall from the cybersecurity business.
I think the Navigator could be a wonderful tool in terms of educating those young people so they can opt in. I don't know how many young people that we have that opt out of some of these jobs because they just don't see themselves in it.
And North Carolina employers have a big task if they want to grow a workforce to fill the 22,000 tech jobs that are currently vacant across the state. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Schlemmer.